Hey there, After Buzzers. You're here watching the After Buzz TV After Show for Law & Order Special Victims Unit, Season 18, Episode 19, Conversion. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, After Buzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Oh yeah, bringing it in. I dig it. Feeling those jams. I wasn't here last week, you guys. I missed this little pre-show dance party, or I guess start of the show dance party. I'm feeling it. Me and Jesse here tonight, you guys. You're here watching the AfterBuzz TV After Show for Law & Order Special Victims Unit, Season 18, Episode 19, Conversion. I'm Lauren Salon, and you can find me everywhere online at Lauren Salon, and I'm here with Jesse.
Hey, yo. You guys hit me up everywhere at DJ Jesse J.
Boop. Woohoo! You guys, there's already a ton of you chatting in the chat. We've got the live stream going and the chat up, and I see all y'all in there. Morel, Ariadne, Raikura, ooh, I like that name. Anne Marie, Hufflepuffed, more people. Ashley, okay. So keep the chatter going. I know I don't need to tell you guys. You're like our favorite part of being here and doing this show, chatting with you guys through it all. I love to see all of you in here already. Before we dive into everything, as you guys know, with special SVU, you know, we're dealing with some sensitive subject matter here, and we just want to put a little disclaimer out there. If, you know, these topics may bring things up, or we may make light of the situation or make jokes, not because we don't take these issues very seriously, but because, you know, this is a TV show and we're talking about TV stuff, and sometimes we crack jokes about uncomfortable topics.
Makes us feel better.
Yeah. And so there's your content warning. And also want to give you guys a hotline for RAIN. It's the Rape, Abuse, and Incest National Network, in case you or somebody you know is dealing with something like this or issues, you know, related to the stuff that we talk about. That number is 1-800-656-HOPE, 1-800-656-HOPE. That's 4673. Alrighty, let's start talking about Conversion. Let's dive in here. So plot-wise, we've got this really, like, sheltered church group going to New York City on this field trip, and we gather that this one girl who used to be part of their group now lives in New York, and she, yeah, Lydia, and she and this girl, Anne, possibly had a questionable relationship, and it, you know, they're, like, sneaking off, and, like, you know, there's some stuff happening there, and then Anne ends up being raped. We find out Lucas is the one who raped her as some conversion therapy situation prompted by the Reverend. And so it's this whole, we're dealing with this whole, like, religion, rape, does it count as rape? Like, this whole mess of stuff. So
which
that's
is
like
funny, because last week we talked about religion and drugs.
Yes.
And, like, where's the balance in that? Now it's religion and sex.
Well, I feel like we're having to... Do you feel like we are dealing with defining rape all the time this season?
Yeah, like, it's like we're finding every
time
microscope
we're like,
of, like...
What are other ways that we... And I get that in, like, the public... You know, with what's going on in the world, like, rape has definitely been more of a topic in, like, public discourse, but I feel like so many of our episodes are like, well, is it rape if this? Is it rape if this? More than normal.
But I think that is kind of the beauty of SVU, because I was actually thinking this exact thing the other day. I was like, I think watching this show has really opened my eyes up to, like, what actually is inappropriate and things that you think wouldn't be. Like, you know, here's one for you. If you were to go to a party, right, with your friends, and before you go into the party and your friend said to you, hey, if, you know, I get a little out of hand, like, control me.
Mm-hmm.
And you see your friend acting, doing things out of the norm at this party, maybe a little bigger, and they're involved with somebody else, and you know that your friend's reacting in a way that typically isn't the way they would react, I had to stop my friend, because I was just like really thinking about this show. I really thought about this show, and I was like, oh, they're like, yeah, if he consents, like, then I mean, yeah, I guess that is him consenting, but he's not in the right brain path. And I never would have thought, like, I never would have been that, okay, maybe this isn't appropriate, because tomorrow when he wakes up, this is going to be a situation that he wouldn't have wished upon himself tonight. So I think that with that, even though we're finding all these, I mean, some of them are crazy. Well,
and it's tricky, like, even with that situation, like, I mean, yeah, you're for sure being a good friend there, but then it gets tricky, because most of these situations and these episodes that we've dealt with, yes, the answer is yes, it's rape, you know, pretty much all the time. But then it's different if it's like, oh, I had a drink and I like loosened up a little bit and then I slept with somebody I didn't want to, and the next day I was like, ooh, I shouldn't have done that. I really shouldn't have done that. That's not rape.
Right.
You know? And so it's, and that I don't think anyone thinks that is at all. You know, it's not like that's a big argument happening, but yeah, it is something as much as like, you don't have to, which they talk about in this episode, you don't have to say, he raped me, for it to count as rape. Like,
or like even tonight when we see that this girl, like how easily people are, we're in a really crazy state in this world. So there are lots of people looking for other types of salvation, other ways of just kind of to get away from that craziness. And I mean, ideally what we saw, yeah, it's a religion, but it kind of came across as a cult, because there is harm that this religion is installing within its patrons. I'm just like, I don't know. I believe that things like this are going, I do believe things like this are going on right now. And to me, it was just like,
so, and yeah, it very, I mean, we'll get to this in like the news section and stuff, but it, one of my things like that kind of hit me in the beginning of the episode was that there are church groups and people that are like this, but it did seem very
forced,
caricature-ish. Like it seemed like way too, like,
if I have to, you know, sacrifice myself, like.
Yeah, it was like a little too melodramatic, like naive church kids, I felt like. It made them super unrealistic,
especially
even though I think there are people that are
Lydia
like that.
Going to, what was the girl's name?
Anne.
Her, Lydia going to Anne, like, because it was like, how, you know, even set Lydia seemed compared to Anne. Anne was like this, like, frickin', what?
How?
Yeah. Like, I could never have pictured them being friends.
How were they
friend?
At the same church and the same little town? And then also Lucas is in a similar, like, you know, like, just like fragile.
And if he's that fragile, like, was he really out here like making out with boys and like doing the most? Like, I don't know, like
doing the most.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, he seemed a little timid for that.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was, I felt like though our church kids and stuff were.
Ashley Lyles, did old pastor man not research Times Square? He was like, oh God, Naked Liberty.
Sodomite.
We must go. And some rape.
Yeah, seriously. Naked Cowboy. The Naked Cowboy, did he grab my butt or did he make me grab his butt? I forget, but I have a picture of it. I can find the answer to. But yeah, so I felt like they were a little bit of caricatures. Overall, this was an entertaining enough episode. I don't feel like we had any big, like, guest stars, really, that were that exciting.
No.
Like, it wasn't that exciting.
It wasn't. For me, here's why it was a little different.
It felt very
watching.
PSA.
Yeah. I watched last night, though, on Netflix, The Most Hated Woman in America, which is about Margaret or Mildew something, the woman who started The Atheist. Like, for
which show? Sorry,
it's on Netflix, called The Most Hated Woman in America.
Oh, okay, I've seen there's a billboard for it on Ventura.
Yeah, and so it's on Netflix, and it's about the woman who started atheism. And it was just so interesting to watch this episode the night after watching that, because her battle with religion in America, and then to see this, and then being gay growing up, and you know, my religion was similar to this. I mean, it wasn't to the point where they were like, you know, all right, go sleep with her.
Yeah, like,
tie me down.
All right, yeah. You know what to do.
But I thought that it was, I liked the conversation that they were having, like, with Liv and the girls. It did come off PSA a little bit.
Yeah.
Though. Like, just Liv being like, you know, this isn't a choice.
Right.
God loves me. I don't know if God thinks, but, like, Liv talking about God is awkward.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
And at the same time, though, I do appreciate how they dealt with it, because I think they did ultimately, like, you know, our pastor and the stuff that they're doing, like, yes, that's, those aren't good people. They're not doing good things. Right. And, but at the end, like, I loved the conversation between Lucas and Anne at the end when she's talking about, like, love and religion and God and stuff mm-hmm. like that, because I am religious and, you know, and so the stuff that she was saying, like, I appreciated that they dealt with it that way, where she's like, no, they're not exclusive. Like, you can be gay and love God and right. it's fine, you know, like, and God still loves you. It's okay. Right. We'll be fine. And so I like that they did that, because it didn't, you didn't leave the episode feeling like they were trashing religion.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No.
And so I like that a lot.
And I don't feel like, even when they were dealing with it, I don't feel that that came across at all either. Like, because I felt like Liv was very, like, Liv and then even Carisi, like, the way he was like, oh, well, I don't remember what the word was that he picked up, but he, you know, just his kind, you could tell, like, he grew up Catholic probably, and just hearing them talk about it, it was just a more even keel as far as discussion with, like, the pastor and Anne. So I never got that feel from mm-hmm. the episode at all. But that pastor, like, sir, I just wanted to smack the shit out of you. So many, excuse
he's so
me, I know
smug.
I know Yale doesn't want me to get the
Yale's
E,
listening
but,
too.
Hey Yale.
What up, girl? Feel better. She's in the chat.
And I don't think that that guy was from Buffy.
You
guys. Maybe he was, but don't believe.
Buffy episode of Buffy? What does that mean?
Can't I do as the passer?
Yeah. No, I know he was our guest star, but I just, yeah. And anyway, Where I got distracted by Yale and her, like, blue
I know,
name
with the
in
little,
the chat with the
because
with
she's
the
a
wrench,
moderator. I found
wrench.
Out that out last week.
So, and I what kind of when the parents came in to the hospital, and we're jumping around. So Yale, sorry, you're not here. if we're going random,
should have been sick.
It's fine. When the parents came in to the police station, and when everything was going on, I'm like, they don't seem to be worried at all. And
well, at the very first
yeah,
they were.
Well, but even then, they're like, oh, she was assaulted? Okay. Like, they're pretty chill about it. Like, even when they knew what was happening and they were asking questions, I'm like, wouldn't you have, like, a little more, like, maybe care, cry or yeah. be stressed sounding? Like, they were. It was like as if she, like, lost her wallet.
Yeah, or then when they found out, or they were like, oh, this must have to do with the, like, what? Like, is this X-Files? Like, is there a file somewhere on your daughter? Like, did you put her into a program? Like, I'm mm-hmm. just confused as to y'all's attention. And then I also, I mean, I wish it was, I mean, they could always get a two-hour experience here on SVU. But I thought it was interesting, the husband and wife's relationship. Because it seemed like the mom was a little less into the religion. Because mm-hmm. she was more worried about, like, okay, the safety of my daughter. Like,
right.
maybe she should stay here. Where the husband was like, no, we're going back to the...
Yeah, like, oh, see ya.
I don't think so.
Right? Yeah, I agree with that. So I loved all the Barba that we had here. He was so sassy. And, like, when they have the surprise evidence in the courtroom, he's like, yeah, nice try with that, like... bringing that out. But with that too, and you yeah we're jumping around so much, but whatever, I'm gonna get over it. Okay, that evidence wasn't that damaging. Did you feel like that?
No,
they like showed it and they were like, oh, the case is over. I'm like, no, it's not. The pastor is making these minors do this.
That's where I'm just like, that's where I didn't
Hello?
I couldn't believe that they didn't, neither one of them said, they're like, oh, we lost the jury.
They're like, oh gosh,
no, you could, like, okay, if it was just the two of them talking. But then once you hear the pastor, clearly you're tampering with the witness.
Yeah.
At this point, I didn't like it. Yeah, that bothered me. It bothered me. The whole episode for me just totally went left once Lucas was like, she was attacked. Did she say that? No. I healed her.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, okay, no, it's way too early in the episode for this. Like, he should have denied it at first. Like,
right, yeah, because I think he's still, because he was in this situation, granted he's been being brainwashed for a while, but he, it's not like he's been this, like, super sheltered kid yeah. his whole life. Like, he had been experimenting and sexually active and stuff like that himself, or you know, kissing, I guess, is what we yeah. found out. So who knows how sexually active outside of just kissing. But it did, like, he was so far brainwashed that it was almost a little bit ridiculous.
It was almost a little bit unbelievable. Like, okay, so when, at first, when...
Did she say that? Is that the word she used?
Yeah, no, or then he's wasn't. Like, we what did the bartender
love.
Say
it
to you?
It was medicine.
He offered you shots? I'm gonna go talk to him. Like, really? And then those two boys, like, oh, he was letting the bartender have it. Like, was Lucas, were you really?
Or were you really? Hey!
I mean, because you let Anne have it. So I'm
See,
just
those
wondering.
Kind of, those kind of jokes, you guys.
So, you know, I mean, we gave you the hotline at the beginning of the episode. So I'm just saying, Lucas.
Oh, sorry. I was saying Sarah Brock. Lucas comparing himself to the power of God cracked me up. Feeling God's power overwhelmed. I'm like, you guys, like, really, writers?
Okay,
like,
well, no. When he said that, I thought of a really funny gay joke. I was like, yes, Lucas, I want to feel God's power.
Yeah,
like,
no. Well, I think that's completely what they meant. The writers are probably like, let's put that in there. Oh, man.
Yes, Yale, I do get mad when people tamper with the witnesses because I have grown up believing that you cannot do that. And I feel like this is a very basic law
You
show.
Should know better.
This that we shouldn't even be questioning, are they tampering with the witness? Clearly, that's what's going on here. And I would have liked a better, what's it called, a piece of evidence. And honestly, I really wish that the sex trafficking thing had been turned up a little more too.
Yeah,
I just love that they went there with it. Oh, really? Yeah, yeah.
It was a little extreme and a little out of left field, but when they felt so panicked by the, like, not really threatening evidence, I like that they thought on their toes that mm-hmm. quickly. And too, I was as I was watching this, I really was like, had it got hit with, not that I didn't have this before, but hit with a really, like, deep appreciation for how good of a lawyer Barbara is because he is so sharp. Like, when that the other attorney is, like, firing stuff at them and he's like, objection, you know, and he's so quick on these things that normal, like, if I were there, I wouldn't know all those things to object to with my law skills.
No, the obviously. Only lawyer other than Barbara, it would have been the one from, I don't know if it was last week or the week before, the black woman who was just she just was in there like a hammer, like, boom, 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 boom.
And then, yeah, I loved it. I was like, he, like, if we had any less of a lawyer, like, they would not be catching all this stuff, like, and not just in this episode. It just, like, you know, I really felt a lot of gratefulness for Barbara being on our side because he's so awesome. And I think because I wasn't
except
here last
for saying
week,
the
so
jury thing that was just
yeah he did get
he
a little
the
like
ball right, little shaky
got a little nervous about right. everything but yeah, lots of sass from Barbara. Here's a thing. So Finn, let's talk about Finn a little bit. So one, he, I think at one point Liv calls him detective rather than sergeant. So who knows if that's gone through, because he even asserts himself as sergeant later in the episode. He's like, just delegating, practicing my sergeant skills, you know, like, to make it clear in case we weren't sure the time before if, like, it happened. It happened.
This
He's plot a sergeant.
Line is still carrying through,
he
people.
He is a sergeant. But that wasn't the bigger thing. So Finn, as we know, has a gay son. That's been a big storyline before. Wouldn't we think that we'd have, like, maybe more of a personal reaction or more involvement from Finn in this case? Like,
would have been nice.
Yeah. Again, showrunner, like, refer back to things that have happened in the past. Ooh, that was a little sharp of me.
Well, man.
Just kidding. So I felt like we could have gotten a little more from Finn. I just feel like we could get more from Finn the whole season.
Honestly, I would have liked more from Finn in where they did the Carisi part. Like, I just felt like what Carisi said, it was cool because it was like he was trying to relate, like, yeah, I grew up, you know, same religion.
Right.
But I think it would have hit a little harder if it was Finn, like, talking to the parents, like,
or
hey.
Or even both of them, you know? Like, having Finn and Carisi be strong
instead of having, like, what's her name there?
Rollins, Liv.
Rollins.
Like that eye roll.
Sorry. Like, I love you, girl, but sometimes, like, they just be misplaced in y'all.
Yeah,
because
those
show.
Two characters are the most logical fit to, like, oh, I can bring something to this case and to this, you know, witness and this or this victim that we're dealing with to help, like, strengthen, you know, their resolve in what we're doing and whatnot. You know, I think we could have pulled a little bit more of the personal side out of those things.
Yeah, and just, the brainwashing of, like, just, like, that everyone is okay with this, like, blew my mind. I mean, obviously I know that this kind of stuff really does happen. But just the conversation of how basic Liv was trying to break it down. I mean, I don't know how else they could have. I wish that did come from Finn, because I think it coming from a man would have been just a little bit more of a shake for the parents or something. Or maybe someone who has dealt with it. Because I'm just like, he physically inserted himself into your daughter.
And too, like, even... It just, like, I wrote down a note, like, separation of church and state, hello, you know, like, that kind of stuff. I'm like, yeah, okay, even if you're religious to a point where, like, okay, yeah, I don't follow the same laws as the state. Like, I follow God's laws. Okay, that's fine, but you still live in the world.
Yeah. And you have to, you're, the religion, yes, there is a First Amendment, but also, and it says you cannot harm somebody. Like, right. You can't use your religion to harm somebody.
Exactly.
So what happened here was you harmed someone.
Yeah, and it's so, and obviously, like, cultish forms of religion like this, and when you're taking religion and skewing it so far from what it's meant to be, that, you know, they're not thinking logically or according to personally how I think you're supposed to be thinking of it when you're a religious person. But still, I'm just like, hi, we would have, like, cut 15 minutes from this episode if they had just been like, hi, no, that actually, you would not say that because you know better than to try and make a case, a First Amendment case out of rape, you know?
Someone just said, Jasmine said, I feel like Charlotte should have gotten on the stand because I think maybe something happened to her or similar. That would have been interesting to pull the other girl because she seemed a little bitter up there too when she went to that door, like, no.
Yeah.
No guests.
Yeah, you get out of there. Okay. So, what did I had another thing I wanted to say in here. I'm forgetting, you guys. Dude, I forget. One of the things, and this is more like a comment about religion, but, like, it says in the Bible that, like, all the sins equal the same thing. And so they're like, well, my sin of rape was not as bad as her sin of homosexuality.
Right.
Like, it's like, JK, get back into your Bible, because not really. You know,
all the same, a sin is a sin. So,
Don't so that was something I was like, okay, guys, all right. But again, back to when people are in this, like, cultish, like, skewing it so far state, they, you know, they're not thinking of
what's right, the right way.
Shalyn
Prince, what's going on? Carisi being a lawyer. I mean, back to what Yale said last week, we just think that the showrunner just ain't.
They given up on stuff. Yeah. Like, even, like, Finn, does he have a kid? They don't know. I'm just kidding. Sorry.
Right,
we love
now
you
he's
guys.
A sergeant.
Keep the show on. Oh, please.
Well, it did get renewed.
Yes, that's
for
right.
Another season.
Woohoo! Did you guys talk about that last week?
Nope.
Oh, news! It did. Super exciting. So I think we're getting down to, I already talked about the kind of closing stuff we had there. Oh, something that an article I read brought up was that a lot of times, like, you know, these students and these kids that we're dealing with in this episode are pretty young, you know, and a lot of times when for non-heterosexual teenagers or, like, minors, there's so much stuff that comes with, like, oppressing that and dealing with that, that it would have been nice to see some of the other kind of psychological challenges and stuff that they're dealing with, like, whether it's depression or suicide,
right,
or stuff, not suicide, but, like, suicide risk, that kind of stuff, could have been interesting to explore, because really it seemed kind of like the only bad thing that came out of it, aside from the rape situation, but the only, like, negative thing that they were dealing with was, like, oh, homosexuality is evil, and so I'm just going to repress it. It was like, oh, no biggity, you know?
Right.
Like, we could have had a little more complexity and depth with our characters.
Yeah,
I know,
I agree. Like, I mean, it was... The fact that they made Lucas gay, too, it was just kind of like, okay, so is this a church where they just take people and try to change them? Or is it like, you know, maybe Charlotte was a cutter, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, and why? Where did this stem from? Why does this guy only have four people in his, you know, church?
Yeah.
What were they doing in New York?
Okay. Sorry, I'm looking up something.
Oh, Yale says, not only did SVU get renewed for season 19, but also the showrunner is leaving for the Chicago shows. Okay, so fuck that one up.
Just kidding. Wow. Language. Now we really have the explicit warning on here. Damn it, Jesse. Okay, so I think we're probably good for talking about the show and our plot and things like that, right?
Yeah, Yale, you totally should be the showrunner for SVU.
Yeah, you should. I mean, we didn't really talk about Lucas being gay, but, like, we kind of knew that was the thing. I felt bad for him. Like, I didn't really look at him too much like a bad guy. Yes, he was a bad guy in the show. He did do that. He realized he shouldn't have, but I just felt really bad for him.
Okay, here's where I'm confused. Did they really explain the money situation? Like, so it was like, was the pastor getting paid by parents to do this, or was it he would pay the boy to go do it?
I thought parents were sending their kids
and
there.
They were giving him money and he was converted.
Yeah, it wasn't like part of the Lucas and the other boys' like job,
okay,
if you will. I think he just brainwashed them so much to just do it.
That's why it was hard for me to... It was hard for me to believe that these kids were, like you said, that naive. Because even to see, like someone said in here, like Anne slipping the key card into the girl, like, okay, girl. Like,
yeah.
That's bold.
Yeah. How do you do that so smoothly if you're like, New York City, you know? Like,
he came in, like, yeah. And you could have taken Lucas.
See, no, now we don't say that.
I mean, she did take him, just in a different way.
Oh my gosh. Hey! See, the jokes. Jokes, 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 jokes! I'm making it rain jokes.
Ashley, don't worry about it. I've been cussing all episode. Because Yale ain't here to give me the eye.
Hey, F-bombs. Okay, so I think that's good for our plot and stuff like that. Let's, you guys, so you know the deal. We're doing this here on YouTube. And mm-hmm. So if you aren't subscribed on YouTube, which I think all of you are, and if you aren't, you are here plenty of enough that you better do it right now. Hit that subscribe button, youtube.com/AfterBuzzTV. Also, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. You can find it on SoundCloud as well. And if you are on iTunes or you have access to it, leave us a review in there, you guys. 5 stars. 4 if you don't like it. But 5 if you're like, yay, and a fan of it. And
just
if you
give
leave
us 5.
Just give us 5. And if you leave us a review, we will read it on the air. And I do my best job to act out the emojis. And you guys haven't left us a new review.
It's rude.
So
actually,
I'm not gonna
really
do
not
anything.
Too many of you guys watch this, and we don't have that many comments.
I know so. A lot of them have Android and stuff like that, so they can't get into iTunes. Which
find a computer.
Yeah, right. Like, can't you just
go to an Apple store, you guys?
But you can get Mama. iTunes on non-Apple devices.
Yeah, I have. I don't know if I have. I don't see. You know what though? I have Apple Music on mine, so I don't know if I can do podcasts.
I don't know. But
Mac
resourceful.
Store.
You guys can do it. Do it for us because...
Love us.
Love us.
There's a Mac store everywhere. They're like Starbucks. Just walk on in, pull up.
Where's
podcast,
your review,
subscribe
Morel?
To all of us.
Where is it? Huh?
Yes, Sarah Brock. You guys did fail at the homework assignment because I did give them that as last week's assignment.
To leave a review?
Yeah.
Well, we can read another one.
Merrill. I don't know about you, Meryl.
I can't find yours.
I'm questioning.
I can't find it. M dog. Okay, so...
Whoa. I mean, I don't need this. Samsung all the way, babe.
Okay, so we're moving on from iTunes and stuff, and you guys broke my heart a little bit tonight. For the finale, which is next week, we better have some new reviews in there.
Have they done a 2-hour? I mean, I'm sure they have.
Ever? Duh.
I mean,
I think most of the time they're like, let's just end early.
And then
let's
play
go
the
on
next
break.
Episode next week.
So let's talk some news. Whoa.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Whoa. Whoa, that was very exciting. That shocked me. So yes, like Yell said in the chat, we've been renewed for season 19. Woohoo! Thanks. And series showrunner Rick Eid will leave the show to assume showrunning duties on Fellow Wolf Films series Chicago PD. He joined as a writer and producer at the beginning of season 18. Blabbity blabbity blah.
Bye, Felicia.
Bye. No new showrunner for SVU has been named. This was May 12th, so that was 6 days ago. So it hasn't even been a week. So hopefully next week we know something about that. But, I mean, I'm hopeful that it's a good move and we'll kind of connect back to more of, like, the historic stuff that's gone on in the show because it really was such a departure from that.
I feel like they will season. Just for them to have pulled in someone for a new season. Now they're like, okay, never mind. Whoops.
Yeah,
my bad.
Oopsies. So that's a little bit of SVU news. And then we've got, or like SVU show specific news. And then on the news topic of like related to our episode. So some recent stuff has happened just in the last like week or so. So in, so this is May 17th. So this is like yesterday. Actually, that several, yeah. So we have Sandoval, Nevada is the 8th state to ban conversion therapy. So the types of therapy that, like, you know, the pastor was doing and that sort of thing. So banning that kind of stuff, even just like meeting with a like psychologist or a psychiatrist and somebody like trying to convince you to like not be gay or something, like banning that kind of stuff. Which is really cool. So that's 8 states. I think it's 8 states. I went like this. 8 states. I put 2 fingers up. That's not accurate. 8. So, but actually, I read in a different article that it's 9 states. So I think it's 8 states and Washington, D.C., technically, and then 2 cities that have banned conversion therapy, which seems to be such a surprisingly small amount.
Yep, since we have 50 of them.
Yeah, right? So among the others that are coming around to it, so that was Nevada. We've got Delaware Senate. Wait. Oh, I got confused by the headline. OK's conversion therapy ban. So the Senate now it needs to pass in the House. That was yesterday. And then we also... Oh, there was another article from, it's from LGBTQNation.com. A survivor of conversion therapy wrote a book, like a kind of like a memoir type, called The Inheritance of Shame. What's his name? Oh, he has a name I'm not going to be able to pronounce. Where is it? Peter Gajdic. G-A-J-D-I-C-S. Gajdic. That's probably how you, kind of how you say it. So he went through conversion therapy and yeah, has a like pretty telling memoir about it. So that sounds interesting. So yeah, so some cool stuff going on the political, you know, side of things on a national level here, you know, with banning that sort of thing. So moves in the right direction, I'd say. So next week, let's talk about predictions and next week.
Okay. You guys set it up for me because, you know, I'll be watching it on my Hulu.
Oh. So next week, we, in the teaser...
Which I cannot believe it's the last episode. You guys take so many freaking breaks. Like, and really, next week... Like, I'm fine with it because I just, like, am, like, busy with life. But I'm just, like, I know in 2 weeks afterwards, I'm going to be, like, sorry.
It's all right. I want you to be open here and tell us how you really feel.
That's how I really feel.
I love it. So, yeah, I agree. Like, we go on all these breaks and then it's, like, oh, and now we're going to be done abruptly.
And we're going to put them both in one episode. Bye.
Yeah. So, we have, next week is a... Muslim deportation issue.
Okay.
Yeah, and what we really see from Liv, like, we don't get, in the teaser that I saw, we don't really get any idea of what the crime is, but they're going to deport, because of like the political climate, and this is like, you know, mirrors kind of things that are going on currently in our world, but because they're going to deport somebody and stuff like that is going on, the like one witness who saw it or who can testify or can save the victim or helps the case is possibly going to be deported. So that's like the gist of what we see. And Liv is threatening like some new kind of lawyer type that it will probably have a pretty prominent role in the next two episodes, but we haven't seen him before, I don't think. Ooh, so
it's a new
character. Nothing. Yeah. So I didn't see a whole lot that was all that juicy. Wait, what, Morale? Stabler tweeted that he's going to be returning in the finale.
Oh. Right,
hold on. Yell, can you confirm this? I didn't see
I'll replace SVU with Twin Peaks. No, you won't.
Yeah, so that's interesting. Let's see. Christopher. Sorry, guys.
Meryl says, I love when Olivia says, I'm going to have to do something that I've never done before.
So that's kind of what we have. And I don't know. I, for some reason,
like, saying it's on the IMDb page.
Nice. I like that. He's good detectiving, you guys. Sweet. So that's really exciting.
Well, that'll be good because it'll go in. That's probably what's going to take us into the next season. A cliffhanger with Stabler?
Possibly.
Or, I mean, maybe bring in the cavalry because it's a 2-hour episode and like it's like a federal thing because it's like.
Yeah, he just comes in for a second and was like, it's nice to see you. You too, guys. And then he leaves and then it's like back to our normal stuff. Yell, here's the rumors, but cannot confirm. I couldn't find the tweet.
I just want to click the little wrench.
I know.
It doesn't do anything.
Like, yeah, like we can, it's like a drop down for settings or something. Okay, well. Morel's going to send me the tweet. I don't know. Type it here in the chat so we can all investigate together. So I think that's cool. I'm curious to see the SVU nature of it and if that part is like the bulk of the episode, or it seems like the majority of the episode is going to deal with immigration issues. Oh. Yeah, rape, most likely.
I'm sure it all boils down to someone being raped. That's my prediction.
Probably. Okay, so that's where we're at, and I don't know, I feel...
Here's the thing, SVU, I just really wish we got the Trump episode. Like, I just feel like it really would have made my entire season, personally, and I wouldn't be really upset with you that we're ending next week.
Yeah. But I would say that this probably is our Trump flavor.
Yeah, I think, yeah.
You know?
What's that meme? Little sprinkle cook.
Salt Bae.
Yep, Salt Bae.
Yell says, I wouldn't doubt him being a flashback.
Ooh.
No. That would be so lame.
Yeah, you can't have him in IMDb.
Because if it's
a flashback,
just like pull from shit we've seen already.
Yeah. Don't give him an extra credit. That's a paycheck. Come on, Dick Wolf.
He's going to come in the flesh. Okay, so I think that's probably good, you guys. Thank you for joining us all here in the Chizat. We've got Sarah, Areta, I don't know if I'm saying that right, Anne Marie, Ashley, Yell, Shaolin Prince, Ms. Panda Chen, Hufflepuff, Morel, Ariadne, who else? Wait, was Hanan here? Hanan, where are you at?
No, I didn't see Hanan.
I think I've said most of the names. I probably am missing somebody, I'm sure. But thank you guys all for being here and for chatting and for always keeping it so fun. We want some reviews for next week so that
final
we can
episode.
Read them because...
gets to typing.
Come on.
Boo.
Get in there. Find an iPhone somewhere. Even if you have to impersonate, you know, snatch your friend's phone and get on their iTunes, like, do it and just put, like, it was really me, you know? And we will love that. Once again, subscribe to us here on YouTube and find us on iTunes and tune in next week for the finale, same place, same time. And you guys know where to find me everywhere online at Lauren Salon. That's LaurenSalaun. Big time over on the gram, Instagram.
Hey.
Hey, how about you, Jesse J?
I'll be on that Insta story at DJ Jesse J.
Woohoo! All right, you guys, thank you so much for tuning in, and we will see you next week.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV. Dun, dun.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.